Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2555, Sustainable Minimalism for Your Family. And Don't Declutter Until You Do This, both by Alyssa of yourunbusylife.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your narrator. I read to you from some of the best blogs in the world every day, covering personal development and growth, lifestyle, minimalism, and more. And I have two posts today, both from Alyssa of Your Unbusy Life. So let's get right to them and continue optimizing your life. Sustainable Minimalism for Your Family by Alyssa of yourunbusylife.com. Is what you're doing sustainable? Be honest now, you've been at this minimalism thing for a while after all. You're certainly qualified to judge. Are you seeing more pockets of peace inside your home? Or is minimalism just another of those to-dos that's stressing you out? On top of all the perfect wife and mother stereotypes, now you've got the perfect minimalist home to live up to. That's why every so often we need to step back and evaluate. Course correct. Get back on track. So I'm asking you, is your family's way of life sustainable? Can you picture living like this for the next 15 years without burning out? Or are you hiding under the sofa cushions at the thought of no real change for over a decade? If it's the latter, here's how to restart. What's in your future? All right, let's get one thing out of the way. You can't live like this for the next 15 years. Just thinking about 15 years of this, so much negative energy, right? If you can't stand the idea of living this way for another 2 or 5 or 8 years, that's a pretty good canary in the coal mine test for your life. You've got to make a change. So grab your journal. We've got some thinking to do. Back? Great. Here you go. Journal this out and see what comes up. What's stressing you about the thought of another 8 years like this? The first thing that comes to mind is probably your top pain point. And can you list the top 3 factors that make you run screaming through the woods in this nightmare life? Messy kids forever, no girls' nights for a decade, peace only when you're an empty nester. And what would you have to change for you to not hate your life? The kids start taking over the chores, 2 hours a day of hobby time for you, a chance to get out and see friends every other week or month. Right there. Do you see it? Those are the markers to your best life. You've got the answers right there. Now all you need to do is bridge the gap between your now and your then. How to get there. So let's talk how to get there. You've got your to-be-eliminated pain points, new daily must-haves, and even some avoid-at-all-cost scenarios. You know what that means? Your vision of yourself requires change, right? Even if it's just incremental. And that means we have to step up to the plate, ruffle a few feathers, and change the way things are done around here. No more kids get off free on the tidying up, or I guess I'll just quickly do it. No more keep all the presents you ever get rules. Think, does it serve me? Because my space is finite. And no more mommy comes last thinking. Mommy doesn't need friend time, clean floors, hobbies, or her favorite food to your kids' minds, so what are you doing letting them drive your decisions? Becoming your future self. So how do you become your future self? By taking action now, one step at a time, one thing at a time, one room, box, shelf, bag to Goodwill at a time. Guess what, kids? Mommy needs space to function. All those counters cleared off. Oh, and mommy does better with floors that are clean and walkable. You know, no Lego underfoot to trip on. I better be seeing that floor multiple times a day. Also, mommy can't get out more stickers and glue for you till you use up what you've got. There's a limit to how much fits in the drawer. Unlimited stashes of more art stuff? Bye-bye. This isn't your personal storage unit. You need to have a sustainable family lifestyle for your sanity, if nothing else. Don't declutter until you do this, by Alyssa of yourunbusylife.com. How do you know when you're ready to declutter? Like when you're for sure going to go all the way? No, halfway through KonMari's this time. Let's go over the mindset, gut strategy, and editing energy you're going to need to finish the job. Because you have to have a home that's done right once and for all. Ready? Check your mindset. Get your mindset straight. You will get to that decluttered home. I believe that you can do it, and soon you will too. Failure is not an option now. You're moving forward with this. It's not an optional, nice to have, or a maybe. It's a given. The only question now is how long it takes, which isn't a problem because you've got grit. You're in it for the long haul, and you're most definitely not a quitter when it's something you value. Are we good here? Trust your intuition. Next, start believing that you'll know what needs to go. Too often we cringe, powerless, before the gargantuan task that is our whole house decluttering project. KonMari, anyone? But when we switch our mindset, tap into our intuition, and trust that we'll feel a little doubt when looking at that used but disliked coffee maker, why then that decluttering decision doesn't feel so fraught with perfection after all. All you're doing is making a series of little decisions. Yes, no. Do I use this? Do I not? Do I actually like using it? Or do I not? That sort of thing. And there you go. Feel into the process. Lastly, I want you to trust that you're going to get this done on time, the right time. Listen, sometimes we view decluttering as a should. It's not a want to yet. It's not actually bugging us. So give yourself the grace, especially in a hard season like newborns and Christmas, to wait until you want to start purging. You know you need to, you just can't muster up the energy right now. I've been there and I understand. One day the lightning just strikes, you feel super energized, and you tear through that clutter in 2 hours. Boom, gone, just like that. It went way faster than you thought because you waited for the right energy. Plus, it was way easier, less stressful, because of that weight. That's what we want for you, that kind of ease in your decluttering projects. And you're just about there. Which area in your home do you need to set your mindset straight about, to tell yourself that you're getting there, to remind yourself that your gut feelings are right on target and will tell you exactly what needs to go? Then look at your decluttering to get around to list. Are any of these projects high priority, like truly bugging you? Or are they just shoulds? Cross all the shoulds off your list and keep only the actually bother me items, if you have any. And walk into that next decluttering session on the bother areas knowing you'll make a difference, that you'll find out in the moment how to truly clean up that space. You've got this. You just listened to the post titled Sustainable Minimalism for Your Family and Don't Declutter Until You Do This, both by Alyssa of yourunbusylife.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Alyssa. The first post had more of a family perspective, but applicable to everyone, I think. And I like the quick steps she gave. The first one was to write out just a couple of answers. First, thinking about what's stressing you about the thought of living the way you are for another 8 years or so. Then, the top three factors that really freak you out about it. And last, what would you have to change to help this situation? These are questions that are trying to get to the bottom of what your ideal day looks like. And that's something else you can either think about or write down. In a perfect world, which obviously doesn't exist, but it's still a good exercise to do, I think, what does your perfect day look like? When do you get up? What do you do immediately after waking? What does breakfast, lunch, and dinner look like? And what happens in between those times? What would you do in the evening and at night? Now, that does not mean that's what you want to do every day. That would be impossible. But instead, what you imagine an ideal day to look like. If you can map that out just one time, it makes it a lot easier to work backwards to see what's missing, so that you can fill that in just one step at a time, as Alyssa mentioned. And that's key, one step at a time, as opposed to trying to make your ideal day happen once and then never again. Instead, if a tiny change is implemented for the next 30 days or so until it's really baked into your life, only then will it make sense to go further and either implement another change or increase that original change to be closer to how you imagine your ideal life. Now, this all might be easier said than done. It's not like it's a simple fix, but hopefully examples like these can help both of us map out what we want and then how we can get there. And for me, that's a big part of the equation. So keep up those baby steps and the mapping out parts. That should do it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in the Tuesday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.